Hi, I'm James Schilling Law. I'm here with Ivan Maslach, who is the commercial director for Dubrovnik Airport. Now, why are we here with Ivan? Because for some reason, Dubrovnik Airport's pretty hot right now, and we're going to talk to him about why. We're here in Dubrovnik, right on the water. We're not at the airport right now, but and we're going to find out what exactly is going on with Dubrovnik right now that makes it so popular. And you're going to find out about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, Ivan, first of all, it's great to be here with you. We just had a lovely lunch here right on the waterside, and I flew in to your airport this morning from Zagreb, and both airports right now, unfortunately, because you're still trying to get these travelers back, were pretty empty. But there was some major announcements just a few weeks ago that you are suddenly the object of everybody's desire in terms of flying. Tell us a little bit about who's going to be flying here very soon.
Yes, so from the beginning of July we are expecting United Airlines from Newark Airport, and we are expecting Delta from JFK. Okay. So the rotation will be four times a week, each of them.
Yeah, so you're going to have a lot of flights coming here. Why do you think they're coming in now?
I think at the moment because Croatia is open from the beginning of April, so, and absolutely Dubrovnik is very popular for Americans, so we are expecting them. We also had during the 2019 American Airlines directed flight to Philly, so we are popular and we are one of the best airports in Croatia.
No, and I love the terminal. And talk a little bit about that terminal, because it's a brand new terminal pretty much. I mean, I don't know when it was built, but it looks spankling new, and it's very easy to get through.
Yeah, it was built during the 2017, open, new facility, new terminal. Also, we have a new general aviation terminal and the reconstruction of old aprons and taxiways and runways. So everything is generally new.
So you can get direct flights from the U.S. right here to Dubrovnik, and hopefully spend a little time here. I know there's a lot of cruise ships that are going to be stopping here. Some will be departing here, but that's not quite started quite yet. But we're hoping, starting in July. You also have, you're hoping, I guess, a lot more from Europe too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We are connected with whole Europe except U.K. because at the moment they have restrictions. So more than
which could change before this even gets there. They change things so much, right?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope, but I expect them also from the, let's say, mid-July to be reopened, so we expect UK tourists.
Yeah, so you got UK tourists. Hopefully you're going to get Americans. We are actually here the week that ASTA is holding its Destination Expo right here in Dubrovnik. In fact, we're all going off to do the opening reception. So obviously the American travel advisors are interested in selling more Dubrovnik, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now there is a chance, point-to-point direction flights. So we really hope that those flights will be full. The aircraft will be 767-300, so it's about more than 220 seats each flight. So
four times a week for all.
Four times a week, yeah. So that means eight times a week.
Well, you got a lot of seats to fill, right?
Yeah. But as we can hear from the airlines, the demand is pretty high.
Okay, so yeah, well, this could be your first time back to Europe. I mean, a lot of Europe is going to be opening later this summer, but Croatia is open right now, and you're getting those flights in July, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see. And of course, once you get here, everybody says, well, you're going to go visit the medieval town, the old town, the walled town of Dubrovnik, which is marvelous. I've been there a number of times, but there's also a lot of other stuff going on here in terms of resorts, beaches. It's a Mediterranean coastline, right?
Yeah, the whole region is really nice. There are many islands. There's also some resorts in a neighbor country, Montenegro. So there are many possibilities to spend the time in Croatia.
And you have, there's an island right off the coast here. There's a tram that goes to the top of the mountain. You see great views. There's a ton of things to do here. So you can send your clients here to Dubrovnik for multiple days and then go explore the rest of Croatia, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, in fact, I flew in here from Zagreb, and I have to tell you, I mean, right now, sadly, there was nobody in this airport, and there was not too many people in your airport. I think that's going to change. At least I hope so, right?
At the moment, we have, let's say, about 1,000 passengers a day. Let's say during the 2019, we had more than 20,000. Passengers Day, so we are expecting the whole aviation industry is going to recover, and we expect all those numbers from 2019 to get back.
Now, what are you going to tell the travel advisors who are here this week about Dubrovnik Airport, about what the possibilities are, about what they should be doing to help their clients better understand how to get here?
You mean about Dubrovnik Airport?
Yeah.
About Dubrovnik Airport, there are many possibilities. The moment we are connected with Moscow, we are connected to whole Europe. There are facilities, all those catering, etc., etc. Whatever they would like to do, what they are expecting, we can offer.
So, and in terms of, and now, of course, in the States here, we always have to get tested on the way back. And I assume there's testing facilities at the airport and other places, right?
Yeah, there is a facility for antigenetic test and for PCR tests. So there is possibilities, whoever would like to test himself, there is a possibility on the Dubrovnik Airport.
And the antigen comes out very real quick. So if you're going back to the States, you could just get it there, right?
PCR test is about 8 to 10 hours, okay. I assume, but other tests are
a few minutes, that's what it is. But listen, thank you, Ivan, for filling us in about Dubrovnik Airport. When I saw the press releases and I saw, you know, United coming here, Delta coming here, I think there was a charter outfit that was coming here, lots of different things. And plus, I'm saying, wow, somebody just discovered Dubrovnik, which is, you know, people knew about Dubrovnik, but to go in straight direct, I don't even think Zagreb has that many direct flights.
Nobody in Croatia has direct flights to U.S.
Except you.
Yeah, Dubrovnik Airport only has direct flights in Croatia to the United States.
So you are now the hub for Americans.
Yeah, right? In Croatia we are hub, yeah.
Well, again, Ivan, thank you so much. It's great to be here. I didn't come because it's the service hasn't started yet. I basically came from Zagreb. I came through Istanbul, which was actually a great way to go here. But believe me, I would have much preferred to go direct to Dubrovnik, and I will be able to do that starting in July. So it's great. I'll have to come back and try that service.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely. Both airlines, and who knows, maybe next year we will have American Airlines again. So maybe there are going to be more possibilities.
Well, there you go. Later this year and next year, we'll be back to Dubrovnik because it will be much easier to get to. And again, thank you very much. And we had a great lunch here. And now we're going to go off to our little reception and talk to all the American Society of Travel advisors who are here after multiple times they were going to be here. And finally, they've all arrived. So it's great to be here finally.
Thank you very much.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.